Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is a grammar episode where we look at the difference between before, by, and until. These are three similar words where we talk about an action or something happening, a situation that occurs prior to another moment. But let's take a look at the differences between these three words because they are commonly mixed up. Okay, so let's start with before, which means at any point before a fixed moment. So we always have a fixed moment and we know that the action or the situation is prior to that fixed moment at any point. So as an example, I will close the window before I leave the house. I will close the window before I leave the house. So in this example, we know that before this fixed moment, I leave the house, I will do this action. I will close the window. When is it going to occur? Well, at some point before I leave the house. It could be any point, but obviously it's most likely to be just before, a few minutes or a minute before I leave the house. But it means at any point before that fixed moment. Another example, we arrived home before the storm. Again, this fixed moment is the storm. And prior to that, we arrived home. Notice in these two sentences, there's a slight difference in structure. When we use before, we can use it with a noun. For example, before the storm. Or we can use it with a clause. Before I leave. So we have a subject and a verb, before I leave. Okay, so that's how we use before. So how do we use by? Well, we use this word mainly for deadlines, to emphasize that the action will happen before a fixed moment, no later than a fixed moment. So the word before, there's a bit more flexibility. The word by, this action will happen no later than a fixed moment. And when we use the word by, we use it with a noun. For example, let me know by Monday if you are available. So this means let me know no later than Monday. If you are available. That is the deadline, Monday. Okay, now the third word, until. So we use the word until when we're talking about a continued action or state which occurs or doesn't occur before a fixed moment. So this is all about the continuation of an action or a state. When we talk about before and by, we're referring to something specific happening. But until is a continued action or state. The structure for this is much like before. We can use it with a noun or a clause. For example, I will take classes until I pass the exam. In this case, we used a clause. And now an example with a noun. I am on holiday until Monday. Notice in these two examples, we are describing a continued action or state. I will continue to take classes until I pass the exam, and I continue to be on holiday. Okay, so that's how we use before, by, and until. Now we're going to do a little test, and I'm going to give you 6 sentences. Each sentence contains a missing word, and that missing word will either be before, by, or until. And it could be more than one. Okay, if you want to write these down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. Number one, I need to hand in my assignment blank Friday at midday. I need to hand in my assignment blank Friday at midday. So is it before, by, or until? Okay, number two, I will stay in the country blank my visa runs out. I will stay in the country blank my visa runs out. Number three, I want to travel the world blank I turn 30. I want to travel the world blank I turn 30. Number four, I'm going to stay at the hotel blank Wednesday. I'm going to stay at the hotel blank Wednesday. Number five, we need to check out of the hotel blank 11 a.m. We need to check out of the hotel blank 11 a.m. And number six, can you help me with one thing blank you go? Can you help me with one thing blank you go? Okay, so those are the 6 sentences. Let's see if you got the right answers. So number one, I need to hand in my assignment by Friday at midday. So here we're talking about a deadline. So we're most likely to use the word by. You could use before. I need to hand in my assignment before Friday. But it's more likely, because it's a deadline, to use the word by. Okay, number two, I will stay in the country until my visa runs out. So here we're talking about a continued action or state. I will continue to stay in the country until my visa runs out, until this fixed moment. Number three, I want to travel the world before I turn 30. So at any point before I turn 30. This is what I want to do. And we must use before and not by, because it's a clause, before I turn 30. Okay, number four, I'm going to stay at the hotel until Wednesday. Here we're talking about a continued action or state. Number five, we need to check out of the hotel by 11 a.m. So here's the deadline, so we use by. But you could use before. And number six, can you help me with one thing before you go? At any point before this fixed moment, before you go, can you help me? Okay. Hopefully you did okay there. If you made any mistakes, then I recommend you start again. Go back to the beginning of this episode. See if you can get a better understanding a second time. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it useful. If there are any grammar points that you would like me to talk about on these podcasts, then send me an email. I always like hearing your suggestions. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans, dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible, en une minute, à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin. Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel. Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé. Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.